An old man shuffled in front of my car, crossing the street with incredibly slow and painful steps. For a moment I watched him, marveling at what life must be like when you move that slow. And then I glanced ahead at the refrigerator truck. His light had turned green. Mine had not. The truck accelerated quickly, moving north at the upper end of the speed limit, taillights growing smaller as I watched, waiting for my light to change. Which it refused to do. And so, grinding my teeth, "Steady, Dex," I ran the light, narrowly missing the old man. He didn't look up or break step. The speed limit on this stretch of Biscayne Boulevard was 35. In Miami, that means if you go under 50, they'll run you off the road. I pushed up to 65, moving through the sparse traffic, desperate now to close the distance. The lights of the truck winked out as he went around a curve. Or had he turned? I moved up to 75 and roared past the turn for the 79th Street Causeway, around the bend by the Publix Market, and into the straightaway, searching frantically for the truck. And saw it. There, ahead of me. Moving toward me. The bastard had doubled back. Did he feel me on his tail? Smell my exhaust drifting up on him? No matter. It was him. The same truck. No question. And as I raced past him, he turned out onto the causeway. I squealed into a mall parking lot and slowed, turning the car and accelerating back out onto Biscayne Boulevard, southbound now. Less than a block, and I turned onto the causeway too. Far, far in front, nearly to the first bridge, I saw the small red lights, winking, mocking me. My foot crashed down on the gas pedal, and I charged ahead. He was on the upslope of the bridge now, picking up speed, keeping the distance steady between us, which meant he must know, must realize somebody was following. I pushed my car a little harder. I got closer, little by little, a few lengths closer. And then he was gone, over the hump at the top of the bridge and down the far side, heading much too fast into North Bay Village. It was a heavily patrolled area. If he went too fast, he would be seen and pulled over. And then, I was up on the bridge and onto the hump now, and below me, nothing. Empty road. I slowed, looking in all directions from the vantage point at the top of the bridge. A car moved toward me. Not the truck, just a Mercury Marquis with one smashed fender. I started down the far side of the bridge. At the bottom of the bridge, North Bay Village split off the causeway into two residential areas. Behind a gas station on the left, a row of condos and apartments made a slow circle. To the right were houses, small but expensive. Nothing moved on either side. There were no lights showing, no sign of anything, neither traffic nor life. Slowly I moved through the village, empty. He was gone. On an island with only one through street, he had lost me. But how? I circled back, pulled off onto the shoulder of the road, and closed my eyes. I don't know why. Perhaps I hoped I might see something again. But I didn't. Just darkness. And little bright lights dancing on the inside of my eyelids. I was tired. I felt stupid. Yes, me. Ditzy Dexter, trying to be Boy Wonder, using my great psychic powers to track down the evil genius, pursuing him in my supercharged crime-fighting vehicle. And in all likelihood, he was simply a stoked-up delivery boy playing macho head games with the only other driver on the road that night. A Miami thing that happened every day to every driver in our fair city. Chase me. You can't catch me. Then the uplifted finger, the waved gun. Ho-hum, and back to work.